The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.
Music event of the year, perhaps? The new album from Taylor Swift, D Ready, from our Tuesday music slot is with us. And it turns out it's a 31-track double album. So does this mean, has she sacrificed quality for quantity?
I gotta be honest now, I'll put my hands up and say I only got to listen to it in full twice. Over the day,
because you did well, given how many tracks there are.
But like, I was having to like kind of like grab three tracks in between meetings and stuff like that. But to me, and do you know what I find really difficult stopping and starting that way was like it's quite samey. So I was finding myself having to check the track listing to see, oh God, have I listened to that one already?
Ooh, that's not a good sign.
No, it's not. Like now that it's very like. That's not to say the songs aren't very pleasant. And, you know, when you actually...
Pleasant? That's always damning.
When you drill down into the lyrics, the lyrics are, as Taylor Swift is known for, really good and really sharp. I just feel like less would have been better and a tighter album would have been better. Like, start a journal, Tay-Tay. Like, you know, keep a diary. That's all great.
But does this show how prolific she actually
is? Prolific.
I mean, it could be a bit like, I think Prince used to want to put out these enormous albums and he was stopped by his music company, which doesn't seem perhaps to have the power to maybe tell her to rein it in a little bit.
And you know, I'm sure people would be only delighted to have the Taylor Swift vaults in 30 years time to go through. But like what's interesting about it is I think because her approach to music and because what her fans want from her very often is the lyrics and the words that they can sift through to find the Easter eggs about her life and the hidden meanings and she does that so well. I think she's done that really well here, but that perhaps the music, the melody and the music production hasn't gotten the same level across the board.
Okay, this listener here says, as a general fan of music with no allegiance, I can honestly say Swift's new album is very, very good. She's an amazing storyteller.
Yes,
which I think goes to the point you're making. Easy to understand why her albums are dissected so much in various opinion pieces and by fans. You waxed lyrical about Beyoncé's country album a few weeks ago, but she's not in the same league as Taylor Swift. It's great to be genuinely excited about album releases and the actual lyrical content.
Well, so, and what that texter is saying, like, I totally agree with, except for the Beyoncé point. Like, I feel that Beyoncé possibly would be stronger on the musicality and the production side of things, whereas Taylor absolutely, I think, is stronger on the lyrics. There's room for both of these things. And I think at the end of the day, how people listen to music is very different as well.
Keith says, all this hype about Taylor Swift today, she's basically fleecing her fans by trying out double albums, exorbitant ticket prices. From what I've heard of the songs, they are boring and miserable. I don't know if it's fleecing people by sending out a double album, is it?
I really don't think
Surely if she did two or three single albums, 10 tracks each, she'd make more money.
She absolutely would. And like, you know, you can stream it on
Spotify
most platforms
or whatever it is,
get the whole thing. The other thing as well is her fans, more is more for them, not less is more.
Well, let's hear the first of the clips. This is Fortnite featuring Post Malone, the first track on the Tortured Poets Department, which is the name of the album. Nice and pleasant.
Yeah. I have to say that was, you know, it's obviously the first, it's the opener.
And I think it's the first single as well.
It is as well. I really liked that. And I actually did think on the basis of that maybe it was going in a sort of vibier direction, but the tempo remains consistent, not necessarily the instruments.
Okay, let's hear a little bit of a clip from Florida with 3 exclamation marks, which features the wonderful voice of Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine. Did you know you're-
like that track, I have to say. There's a very funny line in it as well, where kind of, I suppose, sums up the mid-30s experience for a lot of women. Half my friends smell of weed, half my friends smell of babies. You can't falter for that.
Okay, one last clip that we're going to play from the Tortured Poets Department. I keep mangling it. It's not
it's
easy
not
to
easy.
Say. This clip is from the song, or is this the song? I don't know what song this is from, but it's suspected to be about Matty Healy, the frontman of the 1975. Let's hear it first. Okay, what's all that about?
So, now, fans have gone to town on this one, and you don't, like, to the extent that you'd almost feel sorry for 1975 frontman Matty Healy. It's a very revealing song, but there'd been tabloid reports of him having, like, moved his equipment into her apartment and bringing over a typewriter, and her being like, and that's what that last line you heard there is, you know, I'm not Patti Smith, you like, kind of almost making fun of his illusions of grandeur of being an artiste from a different era, which is a bit harsh, but yeah, let's say Joe Alwyn comes out of this album a bit better than Matty does.
Okay, I'm going to get to the listener comments. D is risking the wrath of Swifties everywhere by damning the new album with such faint praise, says one listener. Faint praise, is it?
I don't, like, I really, really like a lot of the songs on the album. I just don't think I needed 31 of them.
Okay, she's released four versions of the Tortured Poets Department, each with one bonus track that's fleecing fans. Is that true?
That is true. I think there's different versions that you can buy on vinyl for sure.
Beyonce wouldn't be good enough to be a backing singer for Taylor Swift. Taylor is far more talented and versatile.
Yeah, famously bad vocalist, Beyonce, sure.
Okay, love the album. No duds on the 31 tracks. What a lyricist. I'm going full on Swifty. I'm going to Eras, Lisbon, Dublin, London. Was in Nashville last year. Taylor Swift wrote the album for her and for us. She's a genius. Absolutely no complaints here. Take my money and my unwavering allegiance.
But that's exactly the point that I'm making. She's not rinsing anyone. Like, the more is more for Taylor Swift fans.
Oh, there's a couple here.
Oh,
right.
Go on.
Taylor Swift is trying to sound like Miley Cyrus. Oh, so
well,
another one.
I mean, there's worse people you can sound like.
Miley Cyrus is
fair.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I agree with Dee, very samey, says another listener. All those songs you played were bland at best. Taylor Swift is a cult, and that's cult music. Taylor Swift hasn't evolved at all in the 20 years she's been around. I listened to the first four songs and realised I'd essentially heard it all before.
I don't agree with that. And genuinely, I think it's the kind of album that actually benefits to, like, having a scan of the lyrics as you're listening to songs, which I love doing.
And thank you to the listener who says, Jesus, Matt, I preferred your singing last week. Thank you. Tea ready. We'll see you again on Tuesday with John Cadell.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.